from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California. This is day 13 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to day 13 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. Today marks the first day of week two, or the second full week, focusing on the second principle of the Red Letter Challenge for giving. And today our red letter text comes from Mark chapter 1, verse 15, "Repent and believe the good news," Jesus said to the disciples. He told them to repent and believe the good news, to seek forgiveness before they began their ministry with him. So last week we focused on being in the presence of God, pausing and stopping and getting to know who God is and to learn about God's love for us. In this second week, it's about forgiving, acknowledging our need for God's love and God's grace, and then also sharing that love and grace and forgiveness with others. But we first begin by acknowledging our own need for forgiveness. And Lent is a perfect time to do that. It's actually a season that is dedicated or set up for us to do that, where we spend time in reflection, acknowledging that we have come from dust and to dust we shall return. In Connecticut, when I would impose ashes, we would say, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel." It's important that we each acknowledge our own sinfulness and our own need for God's love and grace. And we do that first before we can go out and share that same love with others. We've had a pastor everywhere we live, but when we were living in Las Vegas, we had a pastor who refused to refer to himself or describe himself as a Christian. Instead, he was a Christian, but instead of using that label for himself that's often misunderstood, he preferred to refer to himself as a sinner saved by grace. A sinner saved by grace, so even as a pastor, somebody who was called to preach and share the good news of Jesus Christ, he first identified himself as a sinner saved by grace, only able to share the good news because of having received the good news himself. And so it is through God's love for each and every one of us that we are able to share that love with others. And I think it's a helpful reminder to us to not want to hide in shame the things that we have done, our own need for forgiveness. As I reflect upon grace and God's love for me and for all people, I'm reminded of a quote from Bryan Stevenson's book, Just Mercy. "We are all more than the worst thing we have ever done. We are all more than the worst thing that we have ever done. And for all of those things, even the worst thing that we have done, God offers you forgiveness, mercy, grace." Lean into that grace and think about how you have received that and let that impact how you respond the rest of this forgiveness week in the days ahead. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.